From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Coming up, sales grow at Walmart as the retail giant beats expectations.
What's news from the Wall Street Journal? Top stories without the noise.
From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong. While many retailers are struggling for foot traffic, Walmart stores attracted slightly more shoppers last quarter. Reporter Sarah Nassauer covers Walmart for the Wall Street Journal, and she joins us now on the line. Sarah, it's a pretty stark contrast to the news lately from other retailers.
Yeah, we're really entering a retail landscape of haves and have-nots in many cases, where, you know, if we're talking traditional retailers with, you know, that are dependent on stores, actual storefronts, and you're seeing a big split between folks that are offering something that is unique or a discount or is hard to buy online, like lumber, for example, or fresh produce, and folks that aren't offering those things and seeing shopping behavior shift online and towards other types of spending.
Walmart is pouring billions of dollars into making its stores more pleasant and efficient. Is this what's behind the latest numbers, or is it a mix?
Largely, I think so, yeah. You know, basically, traffic in U.S. stores has been up the last 7 quarters, and sales is starting to rise slightly. And they've put a lot of money into improving stores. So it's not as if, you know, they're taking on Amazon and online sales just yet. But their store investments seem to be paying off.
And I was about to say, Walmart is also fighting to stay competitive online and making a number of changes there. Can you tell us a bit about the latest?
Yeah, they just earlier this month, they spent or plan to spend $3.3 billion to buy Jet.com, which is an online discount retailer, which is a pretty significant move. It's the largest e-commerce startup purchase ever, and it shows that they see Amazon as an existential threat to what they have done best for, you know, 50 years, which is sell out of very large stores on the outskirts of towns or in rural America. And they are spending a lot of money to shift gears, get you to buy online, and pick up in store and try many other things.
Looking ahead, what are you watching for the rest of this year, either with Walmart or more generally in the retail space?
I think how this continues to play out, this whole scenario where Amazon is sort of eating up the world, but online retail sales are still a small percentage of overall retail sales. You have Macy's announcing last week that they're going to close 100 stores. Other retailers are closing stores. Walmart did the same earlier this year. How this shakes out over the next year or the next 5 years, I think will be really fascinating, because underpinning all of that is us and how we shop and the behavior that has shifted a lot, you know, since any of us were children, that's for sure.
No doubt. That's the Wall Street Journal, Sarah Nassauer. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. I'm Jennifer Strong in the newsroom in New York.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.